Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A high wind watch begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Daytime highs approaching 63 today under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 32. Daytime highs approaching 46 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Ulua Lockwood. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The state of Kansas says funding for its low-income energy assistance program has finally been approved. The program helps eligible households pay for part of their home heating costs during the winter. A second person is arrested in connection to the death of a four-year-old in Wichita. Tyne Blunt booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on suspicion of first-degree murder. As for the death of T. Uri Blunt Parada, who was found unresponsive at a home earlier this month. The Great Bend Zoo has moved its two swans inside because of an increasing amount of sick and dead geese in the area. The zoo says it can't prevent wild geese from entering the zoo's grounds, so moving the birds inside is the best way to ensure their safety. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Department of Transportation urges sober driving this holiday season, one of the deadliest times on Kansas roads. As part of the national safety campaign, Taking Down DUI, running from December 26th through January 2nd, drivers will see an increased law enforcement presence on roadways. Between December 18th, 2024, and January 1st, 2025, 17 people were killed in traffic crashes with drugs or alcohol involved in 32 crashes that caused 26 injuries. The Kansas Department of Transportation continues to emphasize that impaired driving is both illegal and extremely dangerous, urging motorists to make responsible choices and drive sober to protect themselves and others. If your celebration includes alcohol, planning ahead saves lives. Plan a safe ride home. Call a ride share, cab, or a sober friend. If you're hosting, offer non-alcoholic beverages. If someone has been drinking, take their keys and arrange for a sober ride home. If you see an impaired driver, contact law enforcement. For more information on impaired driving, visit nhtsa.gov/risky-driving/drunk-driving. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt has filed an amicus curiae brief in the case of Kelly versus Kobach, joined by Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab and Kansas State Treasurer Stephen Johnson. The brief argues that the lawsuit raises significant questions about the structure of state governance in Kansas and the constitutional roles of its independently elected officials. The officials maintain that Kansas's voters did not grant the governor overarching executive authority over the statewide elected officers. They contend that the legal interpretation at issue could have consequences beyond this case and should preserve the independence of all constitutional officers without causing unintended changes to the balance of power. The brief further emphasizes that Kansas's constitutional framework is built on a system of divided executive authority among statewide elected officials, a decentralized structure that has been in place throughout the state's constitutional history. The amicus brief is publicly available, and the Kansas Supreme Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments in the case on Friday, January 16, 2026, at 9 a.m. In Nebraska news, construction is set to begin this week at the ICE detention facility in McCook, known as the Cornhusker Clink, to increase its capacity by 50% from 200 to 300 detainees. This expansion comes just over a month after the facility opened, raising questions about its implications for Nebraska and its role on a broader national context. Five state senators toured the facility on Monday. Senator Dan Lanowski, a former soldier, remarked it reminded him very much, maybe like a basic training facility, like military-like atmosphere, with detainees encouraged to keep their areas tidy. The federal government pays Nebraska $2.4 million monthly to operate the center, equating to nearly $270 per detainee per day. The contract is expected to generate $14.25 million annually for the state. Currently, between 100 and 150 detainees are held at the facility, below its current 200-bed capacity. Senator Myron Dorn, who organized the tour, highlighted the medical care provided with a nurse and physician assistant on staff. The tour also included housing units, dining areas, and outdoor recreation spaces. Senator Tom Brand explained that this facility is a holding unit for ICE for detainees. These are not people convicted of anything. The Nebraska employees, not ICE personnel, run the facility. Senator Rob Clements described the environment as very peaceful, noting the availability for phones for detainees and teleconferencing for court appearance. However, Senator-elect Margo Juarez expressed concerns about transparency and the fluctuating number of detainees. The McCook expansion is part of a larger national effort, with ICE detention reaching record levels of over 59,000 people. Congress approved $45 billion this summer to expand capacity further, aiming to house over 100,000 detainees daily. The facility, initially designed for 200 detainees with stays averaging 5 to 45 days, will add approximately 65 new state positions. The contract with ICE runs through September 2027, with options to extend. The expansion is scheduled for completion within months, and continuing to house men classified as low to medium low security risks awaiting deportation hearings. The Chase County Sheriff's Office is alerting the public following a significant fuel theft in Juanita, Nebraska. On December 14th, around 4 a.m., approximately 500 gallons of diesel fuel were stolen, prompting an investigation the following day. Deputies responded to the incident at Crossroads, where video footage captured the suspect and vehicle involved. The suspect, described as a male wearing a gray shirt, white sweatpants tucked into boots, and a trapper-style hat, remains at large. Authorities are considering charges under Nebraska Statute 28-511B for theft by unlawful taking valued between $1,500 and $5,000. The Sheriff's Office warns that such incidents may recur and advises the public and local businesses to remain vigilant. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Chase County Sheriff's Office at 308-882-4748. I'll be back with more after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners, Chairman Marvin Magic called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order on November 17th in the commission room. In attendance were Chairman Marvin Magic, Commissioner Richard Thompson, County Clerk Craig Renner, and Emergency Medical Services Supervisor Craig Sowards, and others present to present business or observe. Weekly correspondence, year-to-date expenditures, and fund balances were distributed to the commissioners. Supervisor Sowards reported that his department was losing a paramedic. In his response to the staffing change, he proposed a new schedule with a new backup pay compensation package. The proposal is $3 per hour while on backup and then regular pay while on the backup call. The Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the backup pay change effective immediately. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion and it carried 3-0. Norton County Elections Officer Craig Renner gave the election report. In the report, he stated that historically, an election bonus had been paid to the clerk's office personnel. Chairman Matchett moved to pay $1,000 bonuses to each election personnel. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Norton County Emergency Management Director Jeff Burmaster joined the meeting, and he reported on his progress in becoming a certified management director. He's getting ready to attend the class in Topeka. Commissioner Beidler moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting. On the menu today at Eisenhower Elementary, potato boats, baked beans, fruit cocktail, whole wheat roll, milk. At the junior-senior high school, pigs in a blanket or teriyaki chicken with fried rice, fruit, and milk. At Northern Valley, lunch today will be ham, sweet potatoes, roll, mashed potatoes, vegetable, dessert, and fruit. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by the Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today should be increasing clouds with a high near 63, breezy with a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 32. Very windy with a southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, becoming northwest 30 to 40 miles per hour in the evening. Winds could gust as high as 50 miles per hour. Thursday, areas of blowing dust, sunny with a high near 46, very windy with a northwest wind 35 to 45 miles per hour, decreasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Winds could gust as high as 65 miles per hour. I'll be back with more after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 23, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Becoming south after midnight. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 63, southwest wind around 10 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 59. Currently at the Norton Airport, it's fair conditions, 27 degrees. The humidity is 86%. With a wind speed out of the southwest at 7 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is 29.94 and the wind chill is 19 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sport Report is being brought to you by the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Breaking news. Denise has left the building for the holidays. And while she's gone, guess what? We're turning the loan specials all the way up. Right now at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, grab our Christmas loan special with rates as low as 4.00% financing on 2015 and newer vehicles. If it's shiny, new to you, and newer than 2015, we're ready to help you roll into Christmas in style. But hurry before Denise returns and reins us back in. Stop in today and let's slay this holiday season together. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy, a 7-year coaching staff member for Kansas State, who tutored Wildcat defensive ends to 10 All Big 12 honors. Buddy Wyatt will remain on the staff to coach K-State defensive line. Head coach Colin Klein announced on Monday. Wyatt has coached the K-State since 2019 and has guided players to All Big 12 first team honors on 5 occasions. Wyatt worked alongside Klein in each of his first 5 seasons in Manhattan. He's guided K-State players 3 Big 12 Defensive Lineman of the Year honors over the first 7 seasons in Manhattan. In fact, when adding in his time coaching Adam Carriker at Nebraska to the honor in 2006, Wyatt has tutored the most Big 12 Defensive Lineman of the Year in league history. The latest recipient of the award was Brennan Mott in 2024, who earned All Big 12 First Team honors. Mott ranked 26th nationally and was tops in the Big 12 in sacks with .65 per game, while he was tied 4th in the Big 12 for tackles for loss. The coaching staff continues to take shape, and we'll keep you updated. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
A recent market intel report from Farm Bureau shows financial stress is severe and persistent across farm country.
Input costs have increased dramatically over the last few years, up in some cases 30, 40, 50%. But at the same time, commodity prices have come crashing down. For many crops, they're at historically low levels.
John Newton, Vice President of Public Policy and Economic Analysis for Farm Bureau, says trade losses heighten the challenges in an already difficult economic environment.
The department has pledged $12 billion in economic support to help offset trade losses. We hope to see details of that in the next few weeks, but those benefits won't materialize on the farm for over a year.
Learn more on the Market Intel page at fb.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.